This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brishey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, little did we know that here in Game 5, we'd have a temperature reading of about 90 degrees just an hour ago, matching what we had Week 1. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, it is a toasty night in New Bremen, clear skies, no wind, no chance of rain.
Yeah.
It is Anna on the road at New Bremen. Should be a fine game in the Midwest Athletic Conference. In fact, in three of our five contests so far this year on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, we have had a MAC school, Fort Loramie against Versailles. That was in Game 2. Opened up with Fort Loramie versus Minster. And then we had two MAC opponents here tonight going face-to-face, New Bremen and Anna. A lot at stake, both clubs 3-1. Chuck, New Bremen a loser last week to Coldwater, 28-14. The Cavaliers play Anna next week. Both clubs have Versailles and Marion Local remaining during that grind through the MAC in the second half. This game's so important because these two teams need to get the W's now when they can get them. Their schedules really get mighty stringent. Both clubs are going to make the playoffs. There are some 20 teams in Anna's region of Division 6, some 20 teams in New Bremen's region of Division 7. The 16 make it. Anna and New Bremen are assured of getting in. The top eight play home the first week. The top four in the final computer poll after week 10 will host 2 weeks in a row. Yep. Right now, Anna sits fourth in its region of D6, New Bremen fifth in its region of D7. Thus, this game is mighty, mighty Absolutely. Important as we move forward week after week after week through week 10.
Well, you talk about the MAC and how we've done three games, including MAC schools. There's no better football league in the state of Ohio than you would want to follow football than the MAC. I mean, these are the last two state champions in their division, New Bremen last year and the year before. So, I mean, that makes it exciting. This is my first time doing a game here at New Bremen in football. And this is just a beautiful facility. The field is beautiful. And you look back at the baseball and softball diamonds, boy, they did a wonderful job of putting together a great complex here. Tonight, the heat could be a factor a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I know that by week 5, you're not usually having the officials have to stop and give them a water break, but you're probably going to have to tonight because, I mean, it is warm out there. But both teams are, like you said, there's nothing better than playing at home. And if you can finish in the top four, I know the ADs, it's tough on them because they got to come up with all the workers for two more weeks. But as a coach, yeah, you want to play at home.
New Bremen handled Anna last year en route to a state title in Division 7. Anna thumped New Bremen the year before en route to a state championship in Division 6. Two seven-year head coaches, Nick Marino, Anna, Chris Schmidt, New Bremen, both very likable, fine X's and O's guys, good solid leaders and motivators, fine game night strategists. This should be one heck of a game. It's going to boil down to, can Anna get off the field on third down and slow down quarterback David Holman of New Bremen, who rushes the ball 8 yards per carry. Eight. One of the top rushers in the Midwest Athletic Conference. He's hard-nosed, not the typical quarterback. Anna, a little better balance, mixing in the forward pass and completing aerials at about a 160-yard clip per game. with the Carter Siegel running the show. So interesting battle of QBs. And as the game progresses, we'll see who wins out. Last week, phenomenal contest on Saturday night here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, featuring two superb QBs in Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie, Cole Cantor of Newark Catholic. Went right down to the wire. Two late touchdown drives before Loramie, but a missed final 2 points after in the waning 20 seconds. And Newark Catholic won by one. Fort Loramie, by the way, playing on the road tonight again in Indiana against Greenfield Central, southeast of the state capital, Indianapolis. Dayton Dunbar had to cancel. So Fort Loramie lost its homecoming game tonight and is playing in the state of Indiana.
Well, I mean, you got in this time of COVID and Fort Loramie not playing in a league, you know, they're going to run into this kind of stuff. And, you know, last week I was listening and they always say you go for the win on the road, you go for the tie at home, and they went for two, which is what I think most coaches would have done, you know, just came up a couple inches short. But this game tonight, I'm looking forward to seeing David Holman, and I've read a lot about him, and I'm looking forward to seeing the young man play quarterback tonight.
Well, New Bremen behind him won his first three, beating Marion, Indiana. Speaking of Indiana,
a good football team in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. And New Bremen had to go out of state to get an opener here in 2021. Thumped Marion 28-14, beat Lehman Catholic 58-0. Down Delphi St. John's 42-14. Last week fell on the road at Coldwater 28-14. Anna nipped Indian Lake on a late field goal by Zach Ambus, 24-21 in the first game of the year for the Rockets. Lost at Brookville, came back, fell short, was defeated by 6, 28-22. Routed Parkway, 48-17. Thumped Fort Recovery last week at home by a score of 28-0. As I said, both teams 3-1. A lot at stake. The computer points for the winner tonight will be carried forward throughout the rest of the year. And these two teams are both capable of winning 12, 13 games between them, and it all adds up.
Well, yeah, you're right. The winner tonight is going to get the other team's points for the rest of the season. So, you know, that's why it's important. They talk about late in the season, you know, playoff implications. You got them the first game. You got them the 10th game. There's really no difference.
Yes. From storm doors to garage doors and even accordion doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. One of the key building components tonight for Anna is 6'4", 280-pound offensive and defensive lineman Grant Albers. Run behind him, use him to pass block for QB Carter Siegel. The key building component for New Bremen, as we've already noted, is quarterback David Holman, 6'1", 170. Your atypical quarterback at the high school level. He will run it. He'll knock you down. You've got to use a line of force to get him to the turf. 8 yards per carry, 8 yards per rush on the season. If he's carrying it, Chuck, at 5 to 6 yards on first down tonight, right, Anna's in trouble.
Yeah, you can't afford to let them have the short chain all night long, because you will not get off the field.
Those are the key building components for these two teams tonight. And remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'd like to remind you that we are also on the air tonight thanks to Riemann Drywall in Anna. Phone 937-538-0513. If you're looking for drywall done right, if you need a drywall contractor, call Riemann Drywall, 538-0513. Drywall work done right, the Riemann way, the Riemann reputation. And Stephen Ted's, 8315 State Route 119, Anna, also on the air with us this evening on scoresbroadcast.com. Steve and Ted's will service, repair, install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. In addition, Steve and Ted's offers plumbing and electrical services. Ted Berning and Steve Hooker started Stephen Ted's in 2002, and they have built an outstanding reputation. They are your Lennox dealer. Phone 419-628-2645 for Steve and Ted's. Wow, what a night for high school football. You wouldn't have thought, Chuck, game five, it would be this steamy, but it is. It rivals week one. Week two, we had the threat of rain, did get showers the night of the Fort Loramie Versailles game. Finally, I think next week, it cools off mid-60s by Wednesday and back up to low 70s for Friday football.
Yeah, that's more like football season. But, you know, I mean, like I said, when you start the season on July 4th, you're going to have some hot games before you get to it. I mean, each year they back it up a little more. They might as well go ahead and just put every team in like they do basketball and just go ahead and play it off to the end and don't even play the regular season.
Well, that August 20th beginning, the night of Fort Loramie at Minster for us was the earliest start for high school football in OHSAA history.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And I mean, I'm really glad that we're still playing football at this point.
It's a full season here in 2021, that's for sure. And our listeners to scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM enjoy bringing you the countdown to kickoff every weekend. And tonight it's Anna and New Bremen. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered at Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? We'll return to run down our scoresbroadcast.com sponsor tonight in a moment. It's Anna New Bremen. High school football coming up in about 15 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill.com. And TangemanFH.com. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at New Bremen. Anna Rockets, New Bremen Cardinals go at it. Kickoff upcoming in about 12 minutes. Both teams 3-1. It's a critical Midwest Athletic Conference game. Chuck, I don't think either one of these clubs can crack the top tier of the MAC, which is Mary Local, Coldwater, Versailles. But I tell you what, a fourth place finish in the Midwest Athletic Conference for one of these two clubs would be a big feather in their hat.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it's like I said, the best football conference in the state of Ohio. I'll go any division because I know they can't beat Division I schools, but there's no conference that wins state championships like this one does on 5, 6, and 7.
Right. Again, so many thanks to our outstanding anchor underwriting sponsors, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. You heard just a moment or so ago from Victress Health and Wellness in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on board last spring, plus the Family Resource Center, administrative offices in Findlay, an office to serve you in Sydney and Shelby County as well, the Family Resource Center. 7-year head coach for the Anna Rockets is Nick Marino. He has got veterans back from last year's team. In fact, 14 returning starters from his club in 2020.
We came in this year more experienced, and that was a big thing. And I think the kids, even a lot of kids that had starting roles, there's been guys moved around and so forth, and we're kind of trying to figure ourselves out early in the season. With the preseason was shorter this year, so it kind of felt like that week one game was a scrimmage almost in terms of the amount of preparation you used to have. And so we've been trying to figure ourselves out, and I think we've seen a lot of improvement over the last couple weeks.
You've also, the last few seasons, been trying to figure out the quarterback position, and Carter Siegel's got the job here in 2021. Fine performance by him.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. He has a good grasp of our offense and doing a good job of spreading the ball around as a quarterback and making good decisions. So I would like what we've seen from him so far this year.
Skill players in the offensive backfield, along with Carter, we'll be talking about in the play-by-play tonight.
Yeah, you got Justin Richards and Hunter Schmidt are both, they're both splitting the load there in the backfield, doing a really good job for us. And then on the outside, you got Brandon Axe and you got Zach Ambus. I think Zach's our leading receiver right now. So you got those guys on the edges as well as Colton Carey out there. And those are our three seniors out there, receiver.
What are the key attributes of your running backs, Richards and Schmidt? What do they bring to the table for you?
I mean, you got with Justin, he's more of your speed guy. And he runs the ball well. And especially when he gets out in the open field, he can break it. So that's a big one. And Hunter's pretty good, and he likes to mix it up in the middle. I think he sometimes, you know, finds the holes a little bit better, and he'll finish runs really well.
Hey, your receivers are not tall wideouts, but mm-hmm. at the same time, good concentration, fine hands, very few drops, and they've got quickness.
Yeah, I think we got good, quick wide receivers. Like I said, we don't have a ton of height out there, but at the same time, we got guys that can move around and run really good routes, kind of that Wes Welker type deal, you know. But instead of having one of those, we got multiple of those. So the guys do a pretty good job being quick and finding open space.
Hey, you've got an anchor on the line of scrimmage, Grant Albers. He's a ton, and it's difficult for defenses to handle him on that offensive line.
He might be offended you called him a ton, but no, Grant's doing a good job up there. He's our most experienced football player, and he's played for 3 years.
Okay.
Been varsity letter winner for 3 years, and doing a real good job leading on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. I like his effort, and his get after it this year has been really good. So he's doing a good job. I like you got the Howell brothers at both tackles. tackles. So we got an older Howe, a younger Howe, and Thane there at guard, and Cantrell at center. They're all doing a pretty good job. Overall, that group's been pretty good over for us this year.
Nick Marino, head coach, and a football before tonight's game between the Rockets and the New Bremen Cardinals. Defensively, leading tackler, Hunter Schmidt.
Yeah, Hunter's been doing a great job, starting to really read things, and this year he has started to hit. So he's been a physical kid for us at linebacker. Great job of tracking the football. We're going to need him to be big again tonight.
Describe your kicking game. Who are the key personnel?
Zach Ambus. He kicks everything for us. He's our kicker and our punter. So yeah, doing both of those, and he returns punts. So he is Mr. Special Teams for us in terms of his role there.
A special player, plays multiple sports, fine athlete. How would you describe your offense in layman's terms? I know every head coach, offensive coordinator, has a description with a little different twist to it.
Yeah, I mean, like in the past, we've been a little bit more of a run-run option. Now we're more of a run-pass option. So we got a little bit, you know, we mix that in based off of, you know, the receivers we have and the quarterback that we have and what's going to give us the best numbers and just like everybody else is looking for.
So. Hey, speaking of running the football, that's what New Bremen does quite well, especially with the quarterback, Holman.
Yeah, he's second in the league in rushing. He's got the highest yards per carry. So we got to keep our eyes on him all night and do a good job of getting there. And when we get there, we got to tackle well. We got to run through contact. And we talk to our guys a lot about line of force. You got to drive right through the guy. So if we tackle well, we have a lot better chance tonight if we tackle well.
Hey, these two teams, big pluses in the turnover takeaway category. Both Anna New Bremen, far more takeaways than giveaways.
Yeah, hopefully we take care of the football tonight and maybe one will pop our way. So hopefully that turns out good for us again.
Chuck, it's very interesting. Anna plus five. Five more takeaways than giveaways. New Bremen plus 10.
Wow.
Over 2 years, last season, first half of this season, New Bremen plus 30. And that was critical to the Cardinals winning the state championship last year. They managed to take the ball away from you. They hit that hard and spiked it out, put the helmet right on the ball often. Anna's got to take care of it tonight.
Well, you get 20 extra possessions and normally in good field position, or you stop them from a drive.
Yep.
Either way,
yep.
That is huge. So, yeah, Anna's got to take care of the ball tonight.
New Bremen head coach is 7-year man Chris Schmidt. Cardinals won the state championship 1 year ago in Division 7, and the graduating seniors were example setters, and the goal is now even higher for New Bremen football.
You know, the last few years we've always talked about trying to make this program the best it can be, and to be honest with you, not knowing what that would mean, but some things just, you know, collectively kind of came together, and you know, winning that state title, I think, just raised the expectations for our program and set a high standard that even though we graduated a big senior class, that now the kids that are coming up, you know, see what is possible with some hard work and dedication and belief, and hopefully they want to be a part of that or achieve that themselves at some point in the future.
Outstanding quarterback in David Holman, hard-nosed runner. I know you feature him a lot. Talk about his attributes, his skills.
Well, I think one of the things you mentioned there is hard-nosed. It's not, you know, that's not usually one of the first things you would say about a quarterback, but I think in his case, that's true.
Right.
He's still developing as a quarterback. You know, I oftentimes, you know, look back at Mitchell, you know, Hayes, his, you know, senior year, he was a much more complete quarterback than he was his junior year as he was still learning the position. And Dave is still learning, you know, the position and how to play quarterback as well at the varsity level. He's been the majority of our offense, you know, when it comes to obviously throwing it, but really he's our leading rusher as well. And just a gritty kid, you know, doesn't mind having the ball in his hand, you know, wants to make plays. And hopefully we can start to maybe develop some other, you know, weapons here too to try to balance it out a little bit. But he definitely, you know, keys our offense.
And he's complemented by some good runners in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, it really is. Hunter Schaefer is back from injury after early in the season, and we're trying to get him, you know, kind of back in the mix in in a regular rotation here, and Colt Muther did a fine job when he was taking the majority of the carries the first couple weeks, and we really like our receivers too that we have. It's just a matter of, I think, like any team, being consistent over the course of not only a game but a season.
Your defense is amazing. What, 9 picks on the year? You're plus 10 in the takeaway giveaway category.
Well, the turnover margin was a huge contributor to our success last year. I can't remember if we ended up plus 19 or plus 20, and we just, there were times where we looked at that and we're like, is this right? And we would go back and look and say, yeah, it's right. And at this point already to be at plus 10 is something that's obviously put us in a good position to be successful. So hopefully that continues to maintain, and we can hold on to the football and create some turnovers, because that certainly is something that puts you in a good position to win.
Mm-hmm. Chris Schmidt, head coach, New Bremen, 7th year, our guest before tonight's game between the New Bremen Cardinals and Anna Rockets. Your place-kicking game, outstanding. Owen Gable, extremely reliable.
Yeah, this is, Owen was, really starting for us as a place kicker as a sophomore, so now that he's a senior, he's pretty comfortable back there. We feel pretty confident when we, he'll always tell me before the game how good he feels, but we're pretty confident when we get inside the 30, we're trying to either get 3 points, or we're comfortable taking a shot at 3 points. So that's again a huge thing to have in your back pocket as a coach when you got a reliable place kicker that you can really rely on.
Yeah, I think Anna, New Bremen, great likelihood they're in the top 16 in their regions and make the playoffs. You get in the top 8, you secure a home game. A top 4, you host maybe 2. A lot riding on this game tonight, even though it's only game number 5.
We've talked about that this week. We said, this is a big game.
Yeah.
Losing last week at Coldwater, it's been a while since we've lost a game. And so now we have to kind of see how we respond. And you're talking about a team that is also 3-1. And as you said, there's big playoff points here for both teams. So this is also our homecoming as well. So you add that into the mix. And, this is an important game.
Head coach Chris Schmidt, New Bremen, highlighting the significance of this matchup tonight between the Anna Rockets and New Bremen Cardinals. Carter Siegel, quarterback for Anna, will see him first. Anna goes on the offensive side of the ball initially, right, Chuck?
My listening skills are horrible.
I thought
somebody deferred.
I thought New Bremen won the toss and deferred.
And deferred. Okay, so Anna will get the ball first.
Siegel is completing 57% of his passes this year. He's the 4th quarterback in the last 3 seasons for the Anna Rockets. Colton Carey has quarterbacked. Brandon Axe, along with Bart Bixler in the state championship season. Brandon filled in a couple times when Bart was dinged up. And here this year, Carter Siegel.
Well, Anna is kicking off.
I was mistaken.
No, that was my fault. I told you wrong. Like I said, my attention span is like when I was in the 3rd grade. So.
Anna did win the coin flip, deferred to the start of the 2nd half. New Bremen football initially to start the game. The field here at New Bremen runs west to east. Cardinals looking to the sun, receiving at the east end. There is no wind. It is not a factor. The field condition is as superb as it can possibly be.
Beautiful field.
Opening kickoff, Zach Ambus of Anna. Return to the 9-yard line by New Bremen. And the return man's got an alley up the near sideline, sprinting 25-30, 35-34. Out of bounds at the 35-yard line, Brankston Krause, 6'1", 180-pound defensive linebacker, was the return man for the Cardinals. Good blocking scheme up front. He used the wedge and popped right through.
He got to the 2nd level, and Anna actually did a pretty good job to hold him to the 35-yard line. I thought it was going to be farther.
The Cardinal red jerseys for New Bremen, white numbers, bright yellow-gold helmets, white pants. With the red and gold stripes. Anna in the road, white, green numbers, green piping. And as we expected, it's 6'1 quarterback David Holman. They're romping on the first play from scrimmage. He cracks outside right tackle for a short 2. 2nd down, 8, New Bremen. That's the kind of first down defense Anna needs to put up tonight.
Yeah, they did a nice job. I mean, that was a design run all the way, quarterback run.
Holman brings his team to the line of scrimmage. He's got Colton Uther alongside. Seven in the box for Anna. Man in motion to Bremen. Here's a quick hitter outside left tackle for the Cardinals. A good block at the point of attack. Then Anna drags down the ball carrier. Uther at the 42. No, it was Hunter Schaefer. It'll be third and at least four for New Bremen at the 42. Schaefer had injuries the first couple weeks. He's back strong now. Mighty quick. There's a Hunter Schmidt, offensive runner, good defensive player for Anna. Chris Schmidt, head coach of the New Bremen Cardinals, and a Hunter Schaefer in the offensive backfield for New Bremen. Third and four from the 41.5. New Bremen runs it again. It's Holman. Holman backpedaling, and he forges his way over the 45. He's got the first down at the 47. That was a case of just stubbornness by David Holman. He used his body leverage to lunge forward. He kept lurching ahead and got the first down with a yard and a half to spare.
Well, he had his back to the line of scrimmage when he went across it, and just how strong is that?
He picked up close to six. First and 10 Cardinals. Oh, here's Holman. Good play call. Takes the inside handoff. Throws a pass over the middle. It is complete. The receiver makes a running catch. It was a quick hitter, a slant. Caught at the 43-yard line by Rindler. He spilled at the 39 of Anna. The ball came out. The ground caused it. Good call by the official. Yep. Big gain, New Bremen, which set that play up beautifully on first down.
Well, I'll tell you, when you run the ball that well, the play action goes well. And the Anna coaches beside us didn't like that call, but that was the correct call.
Nathan Rindler, he's a big 6'6 receiver. He hauled it in. First and 10 Cardinals at the 39 of Anna. Here's Holman back to pass, being pursued. He's got a receiver wide open. He uncorks it. New Bremen catches at the 10 and romping into the end zone easily, untouched for the New Bremen Cardinals, I think, is Aaron Puppelman, a 6'2", 170-pound wideout.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he could have walked into the end zone. That's how far behind the defense he was. Well, somebody really blew an assignment.
He caught the ball at the 10 or 11, Chuck, and he did a little tap dance.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he was going to back in, but then I think he realized the coach wasn't going to enjoy that. So,
Anna came full bore at Holman, and Holman was pursued in the offensive backfield. And he managed to get the pass away. Anna had seven or eight in the box. It was a big-time blitz. And New Bremen had the right play call. Touchdown pass to Puppelman. Extra point try by Owen Gable. Very efficient kicker. It's wobbly. It's short. But it crawls up and over the crossbar. It's good. Quick start to the game. 2 minutes, 12 seconds gone. New Bremen 7, Anna nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change. Unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Chuck just remarked during that commercial break, that was awfully easy.
Yeah, they ran it, and that was a real good misdirection play they just ran. But, boy, a safety back there got lost.
So a blown assignment by Anna in the secondary results in a touchdown for New Bremen. How long was that pass play, Chuck?
39 yards.
I thought it was close to 40. Kickoff return, Justin Richards up the left side for Anna, and he kicks those wheels and glides to the 25-30, over it to the 31. Nice return from the 7, first and 10 for Anna. Richard, 62 carries from scrimmage this year, close to 400 yards, averaging about 6.5 per lug, long of 73, 5 touchdowns for Justin Richards. Hunter Schmidt, 43 carries. He is averaging better than 7.8, so Anna's been getting it done on the ground. Mixing in Carter Siegel throwing at about 150 yards a game. Inside handle, first play from scrimmage, Anna. And plunging forward is the ball carrier for two. New line of scrimmage, the 33.5. Second down, 8 for Anna. That was Schmidt. Carved out 3 officially. Ball marked for play at the 34. Second down and 7 for Anna. Dimming sunshine, fading in the west, glistening off the natural playing surface here at New Bremen. It's a beautiful stadium and field complex. Carter Siegel back to throw, an out route near side, poorly timed. It's pitched wide and no good.
Yeah, I tell you what, if he would have thrown that on the money, I think it would have been picked off because the cornerback jumped that route. Right from the beginning, he knew what was coming.
Yeah, it looked like New Bremen was in the Anna huddle on that play.
Well, he had Embas out there, but there was no way that ball was getting to him.
And if it's well thrown, like you said, Chuck,
it's 6 the other way.
Indeed. Certainly not completed. More than likely intercepted. Possession down, 3rd and 7. Siegel in the pocket, plenty of time. Heaves it left sideline late, incomplete at the 41. Good coverage, New Bremen, on the back of the intended receiver for the Anna Rockets. Trying to haul it in on the play was Brandon Axe. No chance. So New Bremen excels on its first offensive set of plays. New Bremen also superb defensively when Anna gets the ball to start the game for the Rockets. And New Bremen gets the ball back with promising field position, perhaps around the Cardinal 35 or 40. Zach Ambus, good kick. And it results in a fair catch back at the 30-yard line for the New Bremen Cardinals. It was Aaron Thiemann who snatched it. And New Bremen begins far hash mark, 1st and 10 at the Cardinal 30.
That was a smart play by the returner because he wasn't going to go anywhere, but he made sure he caught it. So if that ball would have hit the ground, it probably would have bounced all the way down to the 10.
Yes, for sure. 20-yard line anyway. There is no breeze whatsoever tonight. American flag down to her right at the east end of this beautiful New Bremen Stadium is still hanging straight down. David Holman, the quarterback. Here is a late handoff in the offensive backfield. Anna spells it out and drops the ball carrier for a -3. Line of scrimmage now, the 27, 2nd and 13 for the New Bremen Cardinals. And I think on the carry was Dylan Bambauer for the Cardinal in gold.
And it was Albers and a few others with help on the tackle.
Big 280-pound Grant Albers slowed down the ball carrier. Passing situation, 2nd and 13. Holman rolling left, still rolling. Can't find a receiver. Now he does. It is caught by Brankston Krause at the 33. He skips ahead. No one around. Soft coverage by Anna. Krause strides up over the 40 to the 41. He's got the first down as the play goes for 13. That looked pretty easy. Holman had all kinds of time in the offensive backfield, thought about running. Here's a sweep to the left. It's Muther. He's got the angle of the linebacker and powers to the 46-47.
Boy, they run some misdirection, and right now it's really hard to play defensive football if you're trying to key, but you only can react.
Right, 2nd and 5 for New Bremen from the Cardinals 46. We'll run down that Cardinals offensive line for you momentarily. It's doing a stellar job. Here's Holman with a quick pass after a fake. It's deflected, popped in the air by Anna, nearly picked off by the Rockets.
Nolan Fox.
Ooh.
Well, I'll tell you what, he would like to have that one back.
Fox is 6'2 junior, and he hauled in the tip. Uh-oh, he's gone 50 the other way.
I think that what he did was as soon as he saw the ball coming right to him, he looked up the field to see where to go, and it just went right through his hands.
Yep, missed opportunity for a touchdown there for Anna, but it's 3rd and 5 New Bremen, more like 3rd and 6 Cardinals at their own 45.5, man in motion across the formation. And does Anna jump offside?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like the high school rule. I think he should be able to get back.
Well, New Bremen needed 3rd and right about five. This might result in a measurement. No, it does not.
I was going to say, it's right on the 49, and that's where the stick was, so they're going to get a first down out of it.
It is signaled first and 10 Cardinals, yeah. 49 of Anna. The Rockets need a stop here. Anna can ill afford to fall behind 14-0 in the opening quarter. New Bremen won a blowout over Anna last year. Anna clobbered New Bremen 2 years ago. Each won big in their state championship seasons. First and 10 Cardinals, Holman in the spread. Man in motion, Holman keeps left guard. Look at that cavity. It opens up, and he's off to the races. David Holman at the 35. No white shirts around. Anna pursuing, but far too late. Holman scoots to the end zone. 49 and a score.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I'm sitting up here. Makes it easier. But I don't know how you lose him. He did a nice fake into the line, and he nobody touched him. He went through the line, and by the time he was 5 yards down the field, he was gone.
Credit where it's due. This offensive line for New Bremen, yeoman's work so far. Carter Elking, 6'2", 190, a junior. Grant Wilker, 6'2", 164, a senior. Caden Putoff, 6 feet tall, 202, and a senior. Mason Cook, 6 foot, 224, and a senior. Evan Eink, 6'1", 193, and a junior. Offensive line has been granite. Extra point try by Owen Gable. Deflected, blocked away by Anna. Good penetration by the Rockets,
yep,
who are still down, though. 13-0. We played only 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, the kick was really low, so I don't know if I didn't notice if it was a bad snap or a bad placement, but I think it was a self-defense block because I think the ball was going to hit him in the face if he didn't knock it down.
But Chuck, that is the first PAT missed by New Bremen all year.
Really?
Cardinals have been 20 for 20. In fact, these two teams coming into the game tonight were 36 for 37, I think,
wow,
combined on successful points after touchdown. And that miss right there, only the second between the two clubs. Number one for New Bremen,
boy,
and Owen Gable all year long.
I remember a couple of years ago, it was an epidemic. All the teams we covered missed extra points.
Right. Yeah, it's a skill that's got to be practiced. And if you lack a good place kicker, you can fall short of winning a couple games a year, no doubts. Kickoff by Schaefer. Hunter Schaefer booms it to the 10. Anna returns far side of the field to the 33-34. And that's where the green and white start. First down, 10 yards to go. Not a good beginning for Anna.
No, they didn't want me down to 13-0 less than halfway through the first quarter. And two big plays, 39-yard pass, 49-yard run. Holman is what we were expecting to see.
Yep, we build this game as a possible David Holman show. Anna needed to slow him down. Rockets have not done so thus far in this contest. Meanwhile, New Bremen's defense is holding up well against Anna's run game. A rush from scrimmage here results in a minus one back to the 34, second down, 11 for Anna. We played 5 minutes opening period. And on the U.S. Bank scoreboard, it's 13-0 New Bremen in the lead.
Well, Anna, this is their second possession, and they have 2 yards in offense.
Not going to get it done. Carter Siegel in the spread. He's got four receivers flanked, plus a man in motion. It is a passing formation. Anna fakes the inside handoff, and the forward pass by Carter Siegel is batted right back in his face. Well done up front. Nolan Kenning, 6'1", 214, a sophomore, got his paws up in the air. And he swatted that football right back at Carter Siegel, who now is confronted with a third and about 11 to go for a first down at the Rockets 34. New Bremen may have jumped off sides here. Yep.
Yeah, see, again, he took a step over and came right back. He didn't make anybody on the offensive line move. If he does that, it should be offsides. But if he's back and they snap the ball, why?
And nor was there any contact.
No, it wasn't even close. Yeah. He wasn't close to anybody. I don't know. They very rarely call me and ask me if I want to change any of the rules. So.
Well, no Cardinal jersey up front, brushed an Anna jersey, but that's not how the rule is applied. Offside, New Bremen. Third and 5.5 for Anna at the 39. Trips to the right. Third down play. Carter Siegel in the pocket. It's a little hook and go to a flanker who catches at the 42, several yards downfield. He spun around immediately. His forward progress, though, surge to the 45. Very favorable spot for Anna at a first down.
That was Ambus, and he did a nice job of making sure that he fell towards the goal instead of away, or they wouldn't have gotten the first down.
Yep, good job by Ambus. New Bremen Cardinals didn't think so. Ambus might have gotten an extra couple, 3 feet on that play. Eventually was pushed back to the 42. Here's Siegel with a screen in the right flat. New Bremen diagnoses it and drops the receiver, who caught it 4 yards behind the line. And then he was spilled at the 45-yard line.
That's Richards. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was a good job by him to get that.
He hauled it in, and New Bremen resisted him right at the 45, no gain. Second down and 10, Anna, 5:57 left, opening period. 13-0 New Bremen on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Zach Ambus in motion. Two receivers wide left, Richards alongside Siegel. Richards flares. The ball is thrown late over the middle. Leaping into the air, the receiver, that might be Brandon Axe at the 44. No, it wasn't him. It was Ambus. I knew it started with an A. It was caught. Good work through the progression by the quarterback, Siegel. Not sure if that was the hot receiver, the number one man. Nonetheless, Carter Siegel found him, delivered it on the spot. And from the 44, Anna's got a first and 10.
Well, Siegel had two people right in his face. He did a nice job of getting rid of that pass.
5.5 to go, first quarter, 13-0 New Bremen, which got off to a hot start. Carter Siegel, two backs alongside. Fake on the inside. Here's a quick flare into the right flat, and it's good for about 4. Caught by Richards after the fake to Hunter Schmidt. Richards is active on probably 40% to 50% of Anna's plays.
Well, they put him in motion, then they throw it to him. Right now what you do is at some point, I guarantee you, they're going to fake something to him, and he's going to go up the field.
Minimal gain on that last play. New Bremen has rallied quickly against these very short passes. That went for 2. Second down 8. Siegel with a quick pass, popped up in the air by New Bremen, intercepted, and lo and behold, that is Ike. His 4th of the year, the 10th interception by New Bremen on the season. My, oh my, what a job. I misspoke. It was Nolan Gooding, 6'1", 214, a sophomore about whom we've spoken already. Nonetheless, interception number 10 for the New Bremen Cardinals in 2021. The second pass Siegel has thrown that was not elevated enough to get over the top of the defensive line.
Well, he had so many people in his face, and that one got tapped right away, and defensive lineman said, thank you very much.
And we've got movement up front on New Bremen's first and 10 from the Cardinal 45. So New Bremen will retreat 5 yards, first and 15 from the 40. Anna shooting itself in the foot. New Bremen making plays, all Cardinals so far. Chuck, you just never know. We thought Sydney Greenville would be a very good game. It was on 30-0 reunion night at Sydney. Game not decided to the final 2 or 3 minutes. We thought Fort Loramie Newark Catholic would be a barn burner last week at Newark. It was. Here's a running play, New Bremen, outside left tackle. Another big opening. Wow, I think Jack Kramer or Chuck McBee could have zipped through that cavity between left guard and tackle. And it is Hunter Schaefer barreling for 11 to the Anna 49, 2nd and 4. Homan gives to Muther. Muther behind the block. Powers outside left tackle for a short advance to the 46 of Anna.
And it's going to be 3rd and about a yard, maybe just a little short of a yard.
We thought Fort Loramie Versailles might be a very good game. Week 2, it was not. Sometimes you think you've got a great game waiting for you, and one team just outplays the other by 2-3 touchdowns.
You got 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds out there, and just you don't know what you're going to get night in, night out.
Third and a yard for New Bremen, 46 Savannah, running play, left tackle, another big hole. And barging through goes Hunter Schaefer, skipping to the 34 of Anna. First and 10, New Bremen, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And on the U.S. Bank scoreboard, it's 13-0 in favor of the Cardinals, and they are striving for more.
I'll tell you what, they faked Anna, too. That was Homan that kept the ball that time.
Was it Homan?
That was Homan, I'll tell you. When he keeps it, and you're not going to arm tackle the kid, I'll tell you that.
He fooled me. I thought he dealt it to Schaefer.
Yeah, I know, so did Anna.
The sleight of hand maneuvering by Holman in the offensive backfield is super. He fakes the inside handoff here. He rolls out, wants to throw. Very late delivery, crossing pattern in the hands of the receiver at the 10 and out. Anna managed to strip it. It looked like it was caught downfield by Ben Saylor, the tight end, 6'1", 73. He dragged over the field from left to right. Late delivery by Holman, who used the full width of the field to roll. He caught Saylor inbounds. Anna, fortunately, Johnny on the spot, to spike it out of his hands.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sound like he's aging before the night's over, but Holman did an amazing job of getting away from the rush and still found somebody open.
He's a hard-nosed runner, but he's also agile, very mobile in that offensive backfield. Timeout, New Bremen, 3:43 left first quarter. New Bremen 13, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to New Bremen. 13-0 New Bremen over Anna. Cardinals in Anna's end again. Rockets with a very sluggish start to this game. Understand that Piqua picked off Sydney. Might have been the first play of the game. Piqua leads Sydney 7-0.
Yep. Piqua's got an awfully good football team.
Sure do. Sure do. Best in Division III in this region, that's for sure.
Well, they beat Northmont and Lima Senior in scrimmages. I know they're scrimmages, but those are two outstanding football programs.
And both D1.
Yes.
And we've got Anna lunging forward prematurely. Penalty Rockets. It was a 2nd and 10 for New Bremen from just inside the Anna 35. Now it's 2nd and 5 New Bremen from the Anna 29. 3:43 to go in the first quarter. 13-0 New Bremen. Man in motion. Holman runs it. No one around. A white jersey doesn't touch him. Holman stays on his feet. Finally bounced out of bounds at the 7. David Holman, New Bremen, having a field day. Zach Ambus made the tackle from the secondary for Anna, and New Bremen positions itself at the 7-yard line with still 3.5 to go in the first quarter. This game, Chuck, on the verge of being a rout quickly.
Well, that's six first downs for the Cardinals here in the first quarter.
Receiver flanked very wide right. Here's Holman in the offensive backfield. It's a sweep to the right. The ball carrier's got a sliver of an opening. He slides through. 3-2-1 over. Late penalty marker down. I think a hold against the Cardinals. Offensive holding, New Bremen. Was that Muther who took the football and
28,
scampered in?
Whoever 28 is.
That's Schaefer.
Yeah, Schaefer. Made a nice run.
Hunter Schaefer bolted over for the score, but it's negated.
Normally, the hold sometimes has nothing to do with the play. That hold is what sprung him out of the backfield.
And that is about the only mistake that New Bremen's made in this game so far. 3:31 left, opening quarter, 13-0 New Bremen. Well, the missed extra point was a goof.
Yeah, yeah.
So they made 2 flubs. Receivers left and right. Goal to go from the 17. Here's a quick hitter. New Bremen right up the gut. Ball carrier won't go down. Stays on his feet. Trudging 14, 13, 12-yard line. Goal to go from that spot for New Bremen.
That was the old wingback counter that Ohio State used to run.
I tell you what, New Bremen's running game is formidable. Sometimes you don't know who's got the ball.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost like a version of the old wing tee.
And if you guess wrong and think Holman's giving it up and he's still got it, look out.
Just wave to him.
Man in motion. Holman fakes to him and keeps. Oh, there's a little crevice over right guard. Knifing through Holman. Touchdown from 12 out.
Wow.
New Bremen, Cardinals 19, Anna nothing. 2:49 left here in the first quarter. And head coach Chris Schmidt of New Bremen, knowing that there are going to be more points scored in this game tonight, says, no, we're not going for two this early. We'll kick it. We'll kick it. Owen Gable on for the try. Good snap. Ball spotted down. And this one is more like Owen Gable. It is high and long, right down Main Street. He nails it. New Bremen 20, Anna nothing. 2:49 left first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And thank you so much to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank. Thanks as well to Sydney Chiropractic, Reese Insurance, DC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Our sponsors via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Kickoff, New Bremen. Anna, for some reason, lets it bounce at the 13. A belated pickup and a run back to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, he got a break that bounced to him, because if that would have bounced either direction or back, I think New Bremen would have fell on it.
Yeah, luckily for Anna, you're right, Chuck, the kickoff hit in the turf like a 9-iron and stuck.
Yep.
And that enabled Anna to scoop and go, return to the 26, first and 10 Rockets. 2:45 left first quarter. Whole bunch of time remaining in this game, some 38 minutes plus.
Well, the Rockets can get back into it, but they got to get back into it quickly.
Anna needs to get something established offensively and then get a stop of New Bremen. Here is Justin Richard weaving left guard, left tackle, wedging to the 29. He produces four. Second down, 6-4 Anna. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. 20-0 New Bremen on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. And the Rockets don't have to throw the ball every play. Don't even have to throw it on second and 6 or 7, which is what it is here. But the Rockets need to start moving the football down the field against this New Bremen defense. You can't afford three plays and a punt. And New Bremen bear hugs the ball carrier at the point of attack. Might have saddled him with a 1 yard loss.
Yep, going the wrong direction. Right now, the Cardinals defensive line is having their way with the Anna offensive line, running and getting into on the pass.
Hunter Schmidt, the ball carrier for Anna on the last play. Good defensive stop by Evan Eich of New Bremen. It did go for a minus two officially. Second down, or I should say third down and 8. Deep drop, Carter Siegel. Left sideline throw up at the 40, right in front of the Anna bench. Yes, it's caught.
That was Carey.
Hauled in on the play, but Colton Carey, who quarterbacked some last year for Anna. Athletic young man. Went up the numbers on the far side and then turned toward the sideline. And Siegel hit him on the button. First and 10, Anna, at the Rockets 40. A minute 13 to go here in the first period. 20 to nothing, New Bremen. Here's Justin Richards. Started to sweep, cut it back, and he's nailed. Shoulder down right at the 41. He manufactured 1 yard, and that is it.
Well, we have the Anna coaches in the press box right next to us, and someone's yelling, "Go through the hole." I think he did. I think he changed direction that time.
Now, Chuck, you're so right. New Bremen defensively having a way with Anna's offensive line. New Bremen's offensive line so far having a way with Anna's defensive front.
And that'll get you beat. That'll get you down 20 to nothing.
Yep, game being won up front. Second and 9, Carter Siegel fires a bullet left sideline, 6 yards downfield, and the receiver slipped to the turf.
Yep. That was going to get him about a 5 or 6 yard gain, but Ambus slipped on his cut.
Yep, Zach fell down before the ball arrived. It's no good. Third down and 9 for Anna. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Line of scrimmage, the 41. 30 seconds left, opening stanza.
You suppose the New Bremen defense can come and play against Tulsa tomorrow, maybe make a tackle?
Here comes the blitz right here, I bet you. Third and 9, Siegel with a drop. Here come the Cardinals, and it's picked off, intercepted at the 49 of Anna. The return, 14 yards, down to the 35-yard line. It's the big defensive end, Rindler, for New Bremen, who dropped back in pass coverage. Wow, what a clever play by him. He didn't come hard at the quarterback. He went soft, and lo and behold, the ball was thrown right to him. He reached up and speared it. New Bremen in business at the Anna 35. Final 22 seconds, first quarter.
Well, they've got really good athletes, but boy, they've got a really good scheme defensively too. That was just a great coverage interception.
Anna not sharp running or passing. Holman, fly pattern, back to pass, throwing, end zone. He's got a receiver, overthrew him by a step or two. Long heave down the field for Nick Allig, athletic wide receiver, senior, 6 foot, 170 pounder. Oftentimes, after a turnover, Chuck, you'll see coaches go for that big play, the jugular, right away, and that's what the Cardinals did.
Well, he was open, but I tell you what he did was he quit running hard and looked back for the defender, and that's why the ball was almost thrown perfectly.
16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It is 20 to nothing, New Bremen, second and 10 at the Anna 35. Man in motion left. Holman dropped the snap, picked it up, runs left. He's twisted down for a negative 1 at the 36, and that'll be the final play of the opening stanza. It is New Bremen 20 and a nothing after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. And WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. David Holman starts the second quarter on third and 11, rolling right, still rolling, throwing back over the middle against the grain, and it is incomplete at the 24 of Anna. Now New Bremen with a 4th and 11, Chuck. Ball on the far hash mark, 4th and 11 at the Anna 36. We'll punt the football.
Well, if they pick up 4 or 5 yards on that play, I think they go for it. But I don't think it's a bad move at all. Pin them back.
And offensive running back Colton Muther, 5'11 senior, does the punting. And he kicks it away from the return men for Anna. The ball hits at the 12, takes a New Bremen hop. Look at it roll, and it trickles 6'5", 4-yard line.
Wow.
Well done by Muther. Chuck, a quick glimpse of first quarter stats dominated by New Bremen.
Well, New Bremen has 137 yards on the ground, 201 yards in the first quarter, and Anna's got 17, 20, 29, 34.
It has been lopsided, to say the least.
And that's the reason it's 20 to nothing.
Yeah. As we said in our pregame, part of which was sponsored by Francis Schulze and Rushi, Francis Schulze and Rushi offering the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components for storm doors, garage doors, and more. We said the big building components for New Bremen were David Holman and that offensive line of New Bremen, plus that stingy defense. They have come to play, and right here, that stingy D for New Bremen almost throws Justin Richards into the end zone for a safety. The line of scrimmage was the 4. Richards was hooked by a defensive lineman of New Bremen at the goal line. Forward progress 2 feet into the field of play. Second down from that spot for Anna. Rockets are backed up. Carter Siegel 6 yards deep in the end zone. Richards alongside. What will Anna come up with here? Siegel drops 8 yards deep in the end zone. Throwing right hash mark. Coverage by New Bremen breaking up the pass at the 27-yard line.
I like the call.
Protection was there. Siegel had time.
He threw it quickly. It was a good safe throw. Good defense, though.
1:03 into the second quarter. New Bremen 20 and Anna nothing on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. And everything we said about New Bremen in the pregame has come to fruition. Rockets just have not generated anything offensively. Here is a fake on the inside handoff. Quick pass, right flat. Well done. Caught on the play, I think, by Ambus at the 5. He dashes up the right sideline. Shoved out of bounds. Short of the first down marker. He did not make it. It was Brandon Axe on the catch and run. 4th and 1.5 yards, and Anna's got to kick it away from the goal line.
Well, at least they got it away from it, so he's not standing by the end line and taking the snap.
Ambus is just beyond, or I should say just inside the goal line, a yard deep in the end zone, to take the snap and boot it. Gets it away comfortably. Excellent
nice.
Kick. Wow. He soars that one over the head of the New Bremen return man. He was at the 46. The ball sailed to the 46 at the other end. He went back, gobbled it up, and ran to the 48.
That was Holman, and I'll tell you what, nice punt.
Beautiful kick by Ambus of Anna. Holman retreated and got it back to the Anna side of the 50 at the 47. Cardinals have it. First down, 10 yards to go. 90 seconds gone here in the second quarter. And New Bremen owns a 20-0 cushion. Anna's got what in the way of first down so far, Chuck?
They've got 3 first downs.
Oh, 3? Okay.
Yep. And they gained 11 yards on that exchange, so that was a plus for them.
Man in motion left. Holman, misdirection. Hunter Schaefer, outside right tackle, a running lane, an alley down the near side. Schaefer keeps his legs churning at the 40, still to the 35, finally pulled to the turf at the 33. Schaefer on the play for 16. New Bremen can do nothing wrong. The offensive line has been magnificent. Running play again. Schaefer once more looking to go to the right. He's yanked down at the 29. Might have been collared. No flag. gain of four. It'll be second down and six for New Bremen at the 29 of Anna. We're near the 10-minute mark, second quarter of play.
Yeah, I thought it was a horse collar, too, but I think he had the jersey. I don't think he was inside the,
right.
the pads.
Didn't mean to be horsing around. Kramer with another bad pun. New Bremen Cardinals have a second and six inside the Anna 30. And Holman gave it belatedly to the ball carrier. No, Holman kept it?
Yep. He took a pop right there, but he still gained about 5 yards.
Hunter Schmidt on the tackle for Anna. Holman barged between left guard and tackle, surging to the 25. And it's going to be third down and about 2.5 to go for New Bremen and a 25-yard line. We got Schaefer alongside the quarterback, Holman. Schaefer gets the call. He's into the hole, backpedals, and he stays on his feet for 3 or 4 and a first down to the Anna 21 or 22. All New Bremen Cardinals. 9 minutes left. Second quarter of play. 20 to zip New Bremen. Anna must have a stop here. Rockets have got to turn New Bremen away, or Chuck will be one touchdown away from a continuous clock early in the second half.
Right.
Two receivers far left for Holman. Man in motion, fake to that man. Holman keeps, no one there. Right tackle. He's into a trot at the 10, and he walks into the end zone. Another touchdown. It's a combination of New Bremen being very sharp, and Anna is sluggish. Rockets just not ready to play tonight.
Well, I mean, the kid is outstanding, but nobody even really made an effort to reach out. They're all trying to arm tackle. It's not going to work with that kid.
At the comments in the pregame from Nick Marino, 7-year head coach for Anna, included, we got to tackle better.
Yeah.
Rockets have not responded.
No.
Extra point try, Owen Gable, New Bremen, and he smacks it right through. Dead center between the uprights. New Bremen 27, Anna nothing. Still 8:37 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, we will talk about this region of Division 7 momentarily. New Bremen sits fifth at 3-1 coming into action this week. Kickoff return, Anna reversing his field, going from this side to the far side, using all the 53 yards horizontally is Justin Richards. He caught that ball down around the 11, and look at him going a mad dash to the 50, 39-yard return. He probably ran about 59 or 69, Chuck.
Well, they had the return set up to go right. The kick was almost all the way to the left side, and he did the coverage team did not stay in their lanes, and that was a nice return. Richards did a nice job.
Field here at New Bremen runs east-west, and Richards took that football down in the southeast corner of the gridiron and then ran it north to the far side. Good return by Justin. He flashed his speed. Anna's best field position of the night at the 50-yard line. Anna tries a running play, left tackle, and nothing doing. Rindler dragged down the ball carrier. right at the 50.
That was Schmidt, and he didn't have a chance. He got the handoff, took three steps, and was in a bear hug.
Another solid play by Rindler on defense for New Bremen, who grabbed a hold of Schmidt, pulled him down, no gain, second and 10, Anna, 7:54 to go in the second quarter. New Bremen 27, Anna nothing. Short drop, Siegel in the spread, middle of the field. Uh-oh, the pocket collapses, and he's sacked back at the 47. Third and 13 coming up. Chuck Marion Local, Portsmouth Notre Dame, Springfield Catholic Central, and Riverside are the top four right now in this region of D7. Notice that top four did not include New Bremen, which is just outside it in fifth. At Fort Loramie, with two losses in four games, is very, very good. They're down at 14th. I guarantee you the shape of that top four or five will change over the next few weeks. Screen pass, Anna, middle of the field. Well done. Nice execution. Caught at the 47 of the Rockets. And then run by Richards to the 45-43 of New Bremen before he is gang-tackled there. Fourth and three Rockets. Needless to say, it is four down territory.
Well, when you're getting that kind of pressure on you, that was a great call by the Rockets coaching staff. That screen pass is usually going to be there.
Yep, the Rockets need about four from the 44 of New Bremen. Here's Siegel throwing a quick post to the receiver. Caught on the play by Ambus. Shake and bake move at the 30. Look at him go to the far side. Wow, what a run after reception by Ambus all the way down to the 5, the 2, the 1. Out of bounds, didn't get in. But Anna just short of scoring 6. What a change of pace by Zach Ambus, middle of the field. Siegel hit him helmet high.
Yep, right stride, boy. That was a good pass.
Yep, 15 yards over the middle. Siegel hung in there in the pocket, had some Cardinal jerseys around him, delivered to Ambus, who on a dime stopped, reversed his field. Richards, right tackle or guard for Anna, on goal to go, and he plows in for the touchdown. Rockets on the board at 27-6. Anna needs a stop and points before halftime to make this interesting. Then Anna receives to start the third quarter.
Yeah, that was a very timely drive right there to get on the scoreboard.
But New Bremen has already rolled up 4 touchdowns in this game. Extra point try coming here by Ambus of Anna. High kick toward the right upright. He sliced it and missed it. No. Outside the pole. Not good. Score remains. New Bremen 27 and a 6. 6:17 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our wealth of sponsors who include Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And we've got an aborted kickoff here by Anna. Flags fly, and the Rockets were in too much of a hurry to get downfield and committed offsides.
Yeah, he was definitely offsides, and he was right in front of the official.
The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward. in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Here is the kick from the 35 by Anna, and it's a dribbler. Rolling, covered up by New Bremen at the 36. Chuck, I failed to sponsor our first half kickoff with Pinnacle. We'll do that to start the second half of this game. As Sydney, I think, blank Piqua the final 11 minutes plus of the first quarter. 7-0 after one.
7-0, yeah.
7-0 Piqua after 12 minutes at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field tonight. Anna needs a stop in the worst way, a 3-and-out. Here's New Bremen, 1st and 10, 32. Cardinals run it right up the gut. Forward push, offensive line. Results in Hunter Schaefer wedging out two.
Versailles leads Fort Recovery 14-6 in the second quarter.
Surprisingly close, bearing down on halftime. Second down, 8, New Bremen, 39 of the Cardinals, 5:52 to go. Second period of play, 27-6 in favor of New Bremen, which put up 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns before Anna could get on the board. Very poor start to this game for the Rockets, and New Bremen was sharp right at the outset. Holman, long rollout, long pass down the field. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Over the shoulder to the boundary side. Caught. What a play, Cardinals.
Trevor Bergman, and that was a heck of a catch.
My, oh, my. Trevor Bergman had a defender glued to him. It might have been Richards in the secondary. Bergman was running down the numbers, Chuck. Holman wound up throwing it like a fade over the back shoulder toward the sideline. Didn't throw it to the inside. Don't know if Bergman was expecting that, but Bergman turned, and the ball fell right in his breadbasket.
Dropped right into his hands.
Wow.
Good defensive play, really.
My goodness. Things going right for New Bremen, which runs it. It's Holman, outside right tackle. And he bowls his way to the 15, the 10. He won't be denied. Finally racked up at the 7.
Pick was jumped out 14-0 now.
Yep.
Second quarter.
We said in the pregame, if David Holman rumbles for 8 yards per rush,
he's got to be close.
Or even 6 or 7 per carry, it's going to be a long night for Anna. And Holman is having his way toting the football. This time he hands off to the tailback in the offensive formation.
That was Schaefer.
That's Hunter Schaefer angling down to the 4, the 3, stopped right there. Anna could not give up another score to New Bremen before the half. That was all there is to it. And New Bremen's on the verge of going back up by 4 scores. Second down and 3 yards to go. Goal to go at the 3 of Anna. 2 receivers far right. Let's see if they spread the field and run up the middle. They do. It's Holman. And he's chugging to the 2, the 1. He churned to the 2-foot line, almost got in. Third down at Cardinals, 4 minutes left, second quarter. We have that pass play a few plays back from Holman down the right side of the field to Trevor Bergman. Was superb. It was beautifully done. Holman threw it right in the hip pocket of Bergman. Holman runs, goal to go. He puts his head down and bulldogs into the end zone. Got it for 6.
They just lined up everybody on that right side, and nobody was in the backfield with him. You knew he was going to run it. Still couldn't stop it.
Well, we will highlight the offensive line for New Bremen once again in a moment. It is performing in stellar fashion tonight. David Holman can do anything he wants as the quarterback for the Cardinals this evening. Extra point try by Owen Gable. It's up, it's away, it's inside the left post, and it is good. 34-7 Cardinals over the Rockets. 3:44 to go, second quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
New Bremen making a statement tonight versus Anna, which returns the kickoff from the 9. Richards, as he did before, goes to the far side, sprints to the sideline, goes up it. Look at him track at the 30, 35, 40. Two terrific kickoff returns in a row for Justin Richards. Received them both in the extreme southeast corner of the gridiron here at New Bremen and took them cross field and then went.
Schaefer saved a touchdown right there because there was nobody left. He was the only one out there on their side of the field.
Hunter Schaefer, good speed for New Bremen, caught Richards at the 45 of the Cardinals. 28-point deficit facing Anna. Last 3.5 minutes of the first half of this game. Carter Siegel looking to the Anna coaching staff far side for the play call. It may be an audible of some kind. Man in motion across the formation. Siegel gives. Running play. Hunter Schmidt, right tackle. Carves out yardage. Sidesteps a Cardinal shirt. Goes to the sideline. Toppled out of bounds at the 38. He garners 7. Second down and 3, Anna. 3:16, 3:15, 3:14 to go here in the second quarter play. I'll remind the station that at the end of the first half, at the end of this quarter, we will have a 3-minute radio station break. I will cue the radio station appropriately. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We got a flag on this play against Anna.
Yep.
Second and 3, now second and 8. The Rockets continue to shoot themselves in the foot.
Lehman trails Miami East 14-10 in the second quarter.
And that game tonight for Lehman Catholic and the one next week on the road at Bethel, those are two the Cavaliers can win.
Right.
We've got a tight formation. Deep drop by the quarterback, Siegel. It's an out route. Numbers near side.
Nice.
Good throw. Running catch. Yes. Nicely done. Hauled in by Ambus at the 25. Zach came all the way across the field. Siegel showing arm strength there from the far hash mark. Hit Ambus beyond the numbers on the near side. Down to the 25. Good gain. First down. 2:46 to go. Second quarter. Anna trailing 34-6. Who would have thought? Handoff, offensive backfield. Anna's running play nets 1 to the 24. Hunter Schmidt poked his nose in there and got about 2 or 3 feet. That's it.
Anna's running game is non-existent here in the first half.
No, it's not. Not very good. Anna has run it very effectively the last few weeks. In fact, Anna is averaging about 215 per game on the ground. Far short of that pace tonight.
Now they've got 17 yards.
Here's Carter Siegel rolling left on 2nd and 9. There's one out for the receiver at the 14. Oh, he might have heard footsteps. Had it, coughed it up, incomplete, no good.
You're not going to see Zach Ambus drop a pass like that very often.
Nope. Maybe a couple of season, that's it. That was one of them right there.
Homan was coming up, and he still drilled him, so you might as well catch it.
Right. Good point. 3rd and 9, Anna. Clock stop, 2:02 to go, second quarter. 34-6, Cardinals. Line of scrimmage, just inside the New Bremen 25. Four down territory for Anna. Carter Siegel dropping back 10 yards. Late delivery over the middle. And it is in the area of the 13-yard line. Flag flies. Ball was caught downfield by Ambus, but I think Anna's penalized for holding. And that wipes out a first down inside the 15. Tough break, Rockets.
Right.
Things just not going the way of the green and white.
That was a very late flag by the umpire that time.
Minute 56 to go in the first half. Anna now with a third down and a bunch. Penalty stepped off to the 35, 37. Anna must get to the 15 for a first down. Spot of the foul was 3 yards behind the line, so it's effectively a 13-yard walk-off. Third and 22, Anna. 37 of New Bremen. Final 2 minutes, second quarter. Here's a pass by the quarterback, Carter Siegel. Rifling one, numbers far side at the feet of the intended receiver at the 22, incomplete, fourth down. That Rockets have to go for it.
Yep.
May talk about it, could use a timeout. Anna's got all three left. New Bremen's got two remaining. Rockets have trips to the right. Never know. How about a little hook and lateral right here? A quartet of receivers to the right? No. That's a man trying to run off the field. He can't get there in time. So Anna uses a timeout. Late second quarter, 34-6 New Bremen on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The pick was Sydney game, which kicked at 7, like this one is ahead of this game. It's halftime, 21-0, Piqua over Sydney at Sydney.
Piqua's defense is outstanding. They have a good offense, but their defense is outstanding.
Fourth and nearly 22 for Anna at the New Bremen 37. Rockets down 34-6. Here's Siegel throwing late and short over the middle, and it's right to a Cardinal jersey, lunging on the ground. Coming up with it cleanly is the linebacker, Rindler.
Man.
22-yard line. Rindler has been phenomenal on defense, Chuck, for New Bremen. Boy, he's on his way to a Defensive Clancy's Award.
Well, I'll tell you, 6'6". He used all 6'6 that time to lay out and intercept that pass. What a great defensive play. My goodness.
Yep, and had a chance to maybe score here, get the ball to start the second half, get another touchdown, cut it to two scores, make it interesting, but no dice.
They need to make sure they don't give up another one here.
New Bremen's defense has been every bit as good as its offense. And Holman unexpectedly goes back to throw, rolling right, a good 12 yards behind the line, and a tardy toss up the near side, nearly picked by Anna at the 34-yard line.
Yep.
Odd play call right there for New Bremen.
Yeah, and you put your high school kid in a position to make a bad decision, which he did. They didn't pay for it, though.
Clock stopped, incomplete throw. Line of scrimmage, New Bremen 21, and it is second and 10, Cardinals. Minute 36 to go, second quarter of play. David Holman, misdirection near side. I think it's Hunter Schaefer, and he's cracked to the ground at the 20 as two Anna defenders put the pinch on him. Marker thrown.
We're going to have a motion.
Yep, motion, New Bremen. Yep. That's the flag on the far side.
I think you decline this if you're Anna.
Yep, absolutely. That will set up a third and better than 10 to go for a first down. Minute 29 remaining, second quarter. Anna wisely uses a timeout. Rockets have one left. Anna can get the ball back before the first half comes to a close. Our halftime guest is Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, and he will highlight the beautiful school building project, which I think is virtually complete. Fine renovation at Anna, and it is very eye-catching. I like it so much. And the RAC is the weight and training facility. And that's an acronym for something, RAC, something athletic center. What might that R word be, Chuck? I've drawn a blank.
It might be somebody who donated money. We might not know who
but
the
it's
R
the
is.
New weight and training facility at on the Anna campus. And we'll also reflect back. Don't often like to look in the rearview mirror, but to that 2019 Anna State Championship football season was spectacular, and Andy's son, Bart Bixler, was a main cog in that offense and defense.
He was the engineer of that machine, and it was a machine.
He was the commander-in-chief. Third and 13, New Bremen, running play, right tackle. Running room on the play, Holman sprints near side, chased out of bounds at the 30. Did Anna a favor, stopped the clock. It's going to be fourth and 3. Murray pursued him out of bounds.
Yeah, you got to drop your head right there and then, or slide and don't take a hit. But either way, you make Anna use their last time out.
Exactly. Well, punt formation for New Bremen from the 15-yard line. It's Muther. Anna needs a punt return here of 70 for a score. Kick is short. It's not going to be touched by the Rockets. Rolling, hits at the 43 of Anna, and then trickles 15 more yards. Anna starts first and 10 from its 28 with a minute 12 to go here in the first half, and Anna trailing New Bremen by a score of 34-6.
Anna has played much better in the second quarter, but they dug such a big hole in the first quarter.
And as you noted early on, Chuck, the big difference in this game right out of the gate was the line play up front. New Bremen just simply blew Anna off the ball. Uncharacteristic for the Rockets.
Looking at Trey Thomas at 6'3", 368 pounds. What a man.
Carter Siegel throws right flat, right to a Cardinal jersey at the 36. Intercepted again. It's like New Bremen is in the Anna huddle. Two defenders in the path of that forward pass. Pitch downfield by Carter Siegel, who's not having a Carter Siegel-like night.
No, well, they've got all those interceptions for a reason. That's four tonight now. Two by defensive linemen and two by a linebacker.
And Chuck will highlight that turnover stat for New Bremen over 2 years. It is darn near miraculous. First and 10, New Bremen, 36 of Anna, and New Bremen returns the favor. Late delivery down the middle by Holman, picked off by the Rockets at the 6, run back to the 30, 35, 40, interception man still on the loose, far side of the field, shoved out of bounds, New Bremen 30, Anna in business with still an opportunity to put points on the board before the intermission break. How about that?
Wow, I mean, you threw it right to him. That was a self-defense interception. And I'll tell you what, again, and Schaefer makes the tackle, knocks him out of bounds, or they got a touchdown on that interception too.
And I've got to check with the Anna coaching staff. Who made that pick for the Rockets?
I didn't see it.
Couldn't catch the number. But it was a beautiful return on the play of about 61 or 2 yards. First and 10, Anna, 33 of New Bremen. Flat pass on the numbers. Rolling to the ground, the wide receiver for Anna ruled good at the 27. 37 seconds to go, second quarter. Clock running. Second and 4, Anna. You might as well say second and 27. Rockets have got to get into the end zone. Short drop, Siegel. Out route, near sideline. Caught, out of bounds. Clock stops. Brandon Axe catches two in a row. And with 21 ticks remaining in the second quarter, Anna's got the ball now inside the New Bremen 20. New Bremen, Chuck, with a couple of strange play calls here late in the second quarter.
Well, when they after they got their interception, but the one down there after their interception, I mean, they were going for the score, and he just threw a bad pass.
The way New Bremen have been running the ball, they could have rushed it in. Here is Carter Siegel uncorking a bullet to the near sideline. And the receiver, Axe, tried to come back for it at the 12, could not reel it in. It's out of bounds, stopping the clock. 16 ticks to go. Late second quarter, 34-6, New Bremen. Anna right at the Cardinals 20. Ball placed down on the near hash, smack dab at the 20-yard stripe. Play clock at 18, 17. Scoreboard clock stopped, 16 seconds to go. Second quarter of play. Anna with time. Rolling right, Carter Siegel, screen, middle of the field, and New Bremen reads it. It's Rindler again.
My goodness.
Ball caught by Anna. Rindler wraps up the receptor at the 20 at the line of scrimmage. No gain, and the clock goes all the way down to 8. Timeout called by Anna. And it's going to be third down, 10 yards to go, 20-yard line. Chuck, have you ever seen a high school defensive player have a better first half of play?
No, he's been all over the field. And I mean, he's a big kid. He covers a lot of ground. He's 6'6", 193 pounds. My goodness.
I've never seen a defensive player make such a mark on two quarters to start the game.
No, he's been terrific. This, in all intents and purposes, will be the last play of the half. So,
yep.
Unless there's a penalty, Anna needs to get the ball in the end zone on this play.
I guess it could be thrown incomplete
or out of bounds. Yeah, or catch it and go out of bounds.
8 seconds to go. The play could take just 7 seconds and be incompleted or caught and run out of bounds. 8 ticks remaining. Anna down 28 points late second quarter, 20-yard line into Bremen. Fade pattern, deep right corner of the end zone. Siegel unloads, jump ball, a couple of Cardinal jerseys, one white jersey. It is deflected away out of bounds, incomplete.
And guess who the defender was?
Rindler.
Yes, sir.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, he came out of there, got a hand up, knocked the ball away.
I'm telling you what, Chuck. This New Bremen team has got Marion Local and Versailles left on the schedule. And Marion Local has got to be the favorite in this region of Division 7. New Bremen can't be far behind. Fort Loramie's got a lot of talent. Redskins are lurking in this region as well. 2 seconds left. One more play for Anna. How about that? Back shoulder throw, 7 yards deep in the end zone. It is off the field of play, no good, incomplete.
Actually, it was intercepted by Rindler.
It was?
Yes.
My goodness gracious sakes alive. Rindler picked it off last play of the second quarter. That is the best one half of defensive play by one man at the high school level I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's been pretty terrific.
Well, we've completed two quarters. It's our radio station break coming up. A full 3-minute break. A full 3-minute break upcoming. Halftime at New Bremen. It is 34-6. New Bremen over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized
home programs. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at New Bremen. It's high school football on this Friday night. Beautiful evening at 5:30. My car said 90 degrees. It rivaled week one. Week five rivaled week one for steaminess. 90 degrees. How about that? But no wind, fine conditions, beautiful playing surface here at New Bremen. But not a real good game. Cardinals are looking good. Anna Knott, 34-6 New Bremen after two quarters of play. Glad to be joined by our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. It's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, Cardinals dominate the statistics for sure.
Well, up 28 points, and you would assume that the statistics are what they are. Anna ran the ball 11 times for 7 yards in the first half. New Bremen ran it 25 times for 251 yards. That's 10 yards a carry. 12 of 26 by the Rockets, throwing the ball for 116 yards, 5 interceptions, 123 total yards. New Bremen, 4 of 10, 106 yards, 357 total yards, 10 first downs to 5, and the Rockets turned it over 5 times. New Bremen turned it over once. If Anna doesn't want to see a running clock in the second half, they're going to have to take the opening kickoff and do something with it.
You're right. Anna does receive. That's the only reprieve, so to speak. They get the ball to start the third quarter. Imperative for Anna to go down the field, get 7, get a stop. You're right, Chuck. We are within a field goal of the running clock.
Right. And you get out, 234 more yards for the Cardinal than the Rockets in the first half.
And the biggest difference in this game, up front, tackle to tackle. New Bremen has been solid.
Yep.
Opening gaping holes, play after play after play.
Right. And Homan is as advertised. What a terrific football player he is.
He sure is. A second in the MAC in rushing, 8 yards per carry, and he's performing as billed. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scores.broadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
And welcome back to New Bremen. I'm Jack Kramer here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. A couple of Jackson Center sponsors. We thank Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness and Jackson Center Pro Hardware both. At Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Also on East Pike is Jackson Center Pro Hardware, solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big boxes, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Delivery just $49, free in-house measurements. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, two locations now in Jackson Center, also in Greenville. Call Darren Yingst, 937-596-6360, 596-6360. Darren Yingst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Tell Darren you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Pleased to be joined here at the half by Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools. We don't look in the rearview mirror too often, Andy. Sometimes we like to reflect back. Memories are great. 2019 Anna Rockets football team, magnificent, and your son played a key role on that Division VI state championship squad.
Well, we can always talk about 2019 all you want, Jack. It's really a fantastic year for the Anna football program, the Anna schools, and the Anna community all together. Very large and talented senior class came together, well coached, played with good fortune and injury free throughout the year,
yep.
And were able to bring home the state title first for our football program, and we think about it this season, because 2020's football season, we didn't all get to go, limited fan attendance, and it's good to be back out this season and seeing fans in the stands and bands playing and cheerleaders cheering and student sections getting to watch their teams play. It's
yep.
a big difference.
Yep. You mentioned the 2019 season, pretty much injury-free. There was a game in the playoffs when your son got his bell rung. Bart went out for maybe a quarter against Mechanicsburg, I think, and then came back at the end of that game, performed beautifully the next week. What's it like watching a son as hard-nosed as Bart was play high school football from the stands? You had to wince every now and then when he winced.
Yeah, for certain. And you know, that Mechanicsburg and you know, really a lot of our opponents throughout the year, hard-hitting teams.
Oh, yeah.
For certain, and sometimes giving up a little bit of size and, yep. and things like that. But, you know, Bart had good fortune and didn't take a lot of hits that year, but Mechanicsburg got him for sure,
yep.
and he was able to bounce back, and it felt good to see him get back in that game and certainly get to play the next week in the state finals.
Talking with Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, here at the half of New Bremen Anna on this Friday night, 34-6 our score. New Bremen leads Anna at the high school where your middle school is also situated. You have completed school building renovations. They're complete. How long did it take? It's a beautiful site, clean, attractive. I've been there numerous times in the last several weeks.
So it was about 3 years in total to complete the renovation, and we opted through input from our community to take care of our own facilities and not tear them down, but rebuild what we had and make them better. Midway through last school year and through the end of that year and then the start of this year, we've been in the finished and completed building project, and it is really nice. It makes a big difference in August and September for sure, that we now have a middle school and high school in air conditioning. That makes a big difference.
Oh, boy. Wow. And you'll probably see success in the classroom, maybe rise a little bit as a result.
Well, for sure, the students and staff will be better suited to perform in the environment more conducive to learning.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yep. Let's talk about the RAC, RAC, the weight and training facility. No pun intended. I was racking my brain a few minutes ago, trying to figure out what the R stood for. I knew that A stood for athletic, C stood for center. I was trying to think of somebody's last name for which the R stood. Well, the R stands for rocket.
The R is the rockets, yes. We were able to use a part of the school funding formula from the OFCC to build a swing building. And the swing building was intended to hold class during the construction, and we had 10 classrooms built. Local builder Wells Brothers assisted in building that. We were able to capitalize on about 50% of state funds to help build this. And then our students were able to attend class there for 2 years. Sixth grade, seventh grade held class out there for 2 years. And then at the completion of the renovation, when we were ready to completely move into our new buildings or our renovated buildings, then we were able to tear down the interior part of the swing building and totally with booster funding convert it into a very modern day weight training and athletic training facility.
Wow, amazing. Is it fair to ask you to comment on your board of education, because the stewardship at Anna is outstanding? You just see Anna schools moving forward every which way all the time.
Yes, absolutely. The Anna schools have a proud past, and that begins with, over time, we've had the good fortune to have good leadership from the beginning of in the 1930s, having earthquake insurance and the foresight to have earthquake insurance to be able to rebuild or build a building when one was devastated by an earthquake. And that tradition of good thought and leadership continues today with our Board of Education, very, very much effective throughout the renovation. And of course, now dealing with managing holding school through the pandemic. And I think they're very, very effective in all realms of managing the school.
Talk about Anna School's continued progress in dealing with the health crisis.
So last year in the 2021 school year, certainly we were all excited to say we were back to having class in person. And that was our goal. I mean, to be there every day and to make sure we're in person. And as we come into 21-22, we've tried to shift our focus to making it more about saying, okay, we're in person. We need to make the most educationally, socially, emotionally for our children every single day. And so that's what our focus has been to start the 21-22 school year. Certainly the pandemic is still around. It's still in existence. It's still something that schools in Ohio and the United States are dealing with every day. We're making the most and trying to make the most out of our educational opportunities.
Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, our guest at the half. New Bremen 34, Anna 6. In the Wind is a future track project.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, this track, but we have an outstanding track, and for a long time, Anna and Fort Laramie were the only schools in Shelby County Athletic League that had a track. Now, with some of the recent projects, tracks have been added at several facilities. Well, it's time for us to get ours back up to the state-of-the-art capacity, and so we really intended to do it going into last track season, but some of the problems, actually because of the pandemic, led us to have to punt for a year, and so we are going to be one more year on our current track, and then as soon as the track season concludes, we will be taking it down to the base and rebuilding from the ground up.
In the past, you have served on the OHSAA board, correct? How many years?
That is correct. I've been on the Southwest District Athletic Board for 16 years, I believe.
Yes.
And recently, a few years back, served on the OHSAA Board of Directors.
Right.
That's kind of a rotating situation.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I think that was in 2017 and 18.
OHSAA. Thankfully moving forward again.
Yes, I actually got to talk to the executive director earlier this week, Doug Ute, and OHSAA has a difficult challenge because the way different areas of the state deal with the ongoing pandemic is different. And in Western Ohio, the way it has impacted schools is different than Central Ohio. It's different in rural areas than it is in the suburbs. And the OHSAA is trying to manage that and trying to get us back to having tournaments, excited about the possibility, fingers crossed, to be able to have tournaments this fall with full attendance and without restrictions on attendance.
Yeah. We look forward to that for sure. We're about 7 minutes away from the start of our second half here tonight, and on the short end of a 34-6 count. Rockets receive the ball to start the third quarter, need to go down and score and then get a stop.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I've been completely impressed with this New Bremen team. They are fast. They are big. They cover a lot of areas on defense. Their offense is very high functioning. The Rockets will not totally let this thing down. They'll come back in the second half ready to play.
So far, Anna's been dealt a tough set of cards.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Bad pun. Really bad. What an atmosphere, though, here at New Bremen.
It's great. Wonderful night to play. Both sides of the stands are full. Kids are playing, and it's exciting to be here.
You like starting football August 20th? In two or three years, there'll be three games in the month of August to start the season out.
I'll tell you, it caught me off guard a little bit this year, just having a game before we started school.
Right.
It seems like we're just the halfway point of the regular season tonight. It feels like we're just getting started, but I guess at the end of the day, 16 teams getting in the playoffs. I really feel like we might have two teams on the field tonight that are beneficiaries of the 16 teams getting in the playoffs. And even thinking back to 2019, and I looked back at that year, at the year that Anna had the state tournament run, and there were eight great teams in that region 23 that year.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, teams 9 through 16, team number 9 was 10-0. So to have those next 8 teams get in the playoffs, I think it's a great move.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. Anna was, I think, only 5th in its region at the end of the regular season that year.
Yeah, we watched Ohio State lose to Oregon, and everybody's thoughts go into their mind last Saturday, is that the end of the season then?
No.
Well, now teams in high school can afford to perhaps lose a game and still have their season, postseason hopes be alive. So I'm looking forward to that.
Very well said. Andy, thanks so much. Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools. Very pleased and proud to have you on with us here at the half tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. Yeah. I appreciate it. And keep calling the games and looking forward to listening.
I tell you what, if we have Anna Coldwater next week, may have you back again. You'll have to come up with a whole new different set of topics.
All right. I'll work on it. I'll start thinking about it now. Thank you so much.
And Andy Bixler, thank you so much. Both teams have returned to the field. We've got a radio station 3-minute break upcoming. We will take a radio station 3-minute break momentarily. It is 34-6 New Bremen over Anna, 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We are seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Anna trails New Bremen 34-6. It has been all Cardinals. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And the building components for Anna here in the second half are score, score, score some more.
And play a little defense.
And play some defense for the first time tonight. Anna will receive the second half kickoff momentarily. Anna, as Andy Bixler and I noted, needs to go down and get a touchdown and then get a stop after three plays by New Bremen.
Well, they did better. And I mean, they got the score and they moved the ball, but it was two returns by Richard that got him in that spot. It's really not the offense.
Right. Remember now, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Anna starts to build a comeback, and it would be one heck of a rally.
Yep.
Here in the second half, first and 10 Rockets after the kickoff return at their own 31-yard line, opening 7 seconds of the third quarter of this game.
Well, they kicked the ball away from Richard that time. They kicked it to Ambos, and he just almost got the corner on him on that one.
Yeah, that's about been New Bremen's only weakness tonight, covering kickoff returns by Anna. 34-6, New Bremen in the lead. That's our score on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Here come the Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Carter Siegel, play action, throws it over the head of a receiver, far side of the field at the numbers in front of the Anna bench.
He's 12 of 27 with five interceptions. The last one was a fade on a desperation throw at the end of the half. But the other four were just interceptions.
And David Holman has thrown a pick.
He threw one, yep. He's 4 for 10. I mean, he's not lighting it up throwing the ball, but no, lighting it up running the ball.
But the four completions have been big ones.
For 106 yards.
Yep. Over 25 per catch. Here's a swing pass run by Anna into the left flat. Caught behind the line of scrimmage. And Richards doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Spilled at the 28, a minus two. It's third down and 12 or 13 for Anna. Opening 15 seconds of the third quarter. Anna did not want a third and 13 to start the second half.
Well, I mean, New Bremen runs to the ball well, and they ran that swing pass to the short side of the field, and that kind of played into New Bremen's strength.
Carter Siegel, deep drop, 8 yards in the pocket. Long post pattern, middle of the field. New Bremen defender almost intercepts the overthrow. Had he snared it, he would have been on the ground at the 35. That probably would have been as good as an Anna punt. New Bremen now has a punt return coming up. Yep, Anna failed on its first goal of the second half, and that was to register points.
Didn't get a first down.
You're right. Didn't even get 10 yards. Punting here on 4th and 13. Ambus back to boot it. Strides forward. Wobbly, end over end. Fair catch, New Bremen. 40-yard line. That is in the vicinity of where the interception was nearly made seconds ago. We are one score by New Bremen away from this being a continuous clock second half.
Even if it's a safety.
You're right. You're right. Or two single extra point kicks.
Well, that's going to be tougher to get. Australian rules football, I think you can go to 1 point.
Okay. In just a moment, we'll tell you about Myers in Botkins. Great place to eat. Here is a run up the middle by Schaefer and New Bremen. Wow. Anna nearly grabs both shoes off. Rockets hanging on for dear life. And Schaefer kept pulling and pulling and pulling. And he toted the ball, Chuck, for 7 yards.
Yeah, he did. He kind of scared me a little bit because he reached out with it in traffic. And he got an extra yard out of it. But that's a scary situation.
Ball marked for play back at the 46 where the knee touchdown. Second down, 4. Sweep to the right. Schaefer trying to spring it wide, slides between two tacklers, makes a couple white shirts miss, and races down to the 42 of Anna. New Bremen's run game has been terrific.
Boy, they did such a good job. They just string it out, and as soon as he just runs until he sees a crease, and then they break it up, I'm impressed.
Kind of reminds me every now and then, Chuck, of the old Green Bay Packers. Bright gold, yellow helmets, but the Packers were bright green and not cardinal, of course.
I think it's more like the old St. Louis Cardinals.
There you go. I remember them. Here we go, Schaefer, other side. Schaefer to the 41-40, bear hugged and dropped at the 39. Hulskamp in there on the tackle for Anna. Good stop by him. Hayden Hulskamp, a junior, 6'1", 200-pounder. Threw down Schaefer, 38-yard line of Anna. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 34-6 in favor of New Bremen. Cardinals not being denied tonight. New Bremen has been red hot. Everything clicking. Here is Homan, fakes the handoff, keeps, barrels up the middle to the 36, and he stalled right there. Third down, four, Cardinals. Fox and Albers in there on the tackle for Anna. 9.5 to go, third quarter. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw, in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. In Osgood in Chickasaw and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Two receivers left. Homan fakes the inside handoff. Oh, it's a quick slant. The receiver catches at the 28. He's off to the races. He's going, going, gone. Touchdown. Blinding speed by the man in the slot who caught a little quick hitch over the middle. Beautifully thrown on the play by the quarterback, Homan. And he threw a strike right smack dab middle of the field. Hauled in right now. Quick zip to the end zone.
It was Nick Alleg. Is that how you say his last name?
Alleg. He's Alleg. Extremely athletic.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's quick, too, because he ran away from Ambus, who I know is quick.
He sure did. He blitzed right through the secondary of Anna. Alleg has been an excellent player tonight. We've said his name several times for New Bremen. Extra point good. Cardinals 41, Anna 6. Continuous clock in play. 9 minutes left, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And a return of the bouncing kickoff back to the 37. First and 10 Rockets. And the clock is moving.
Yeah, they're not going to kick the ball to Richard anymore. I think that's a good play on their part.
Chuck, you asked me earlier this evening, and we'll talk about it right now, how good must Coldwater be, which beat this New Bremen team by two touchdowns, 28-14 last week.
Yeah, they've got to be good to have held this team to 14 points.
Right. Richards runs right up the gut, keeps those legs kicking, and powers for 8 to the 45. From the 37 to the 45, 8-yard bolt up the middle by Richards for Anna. Second and 2, 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Quick snap, Carter Siegel. Richards again. And he hammers for 4. He's got the first down right at the 50-yard line. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update our schedule over the next 24 to 48 hours for next Friday night. We've got the Anna-Coldwater game to choose from at Anna. Anna runs again. Richards up the middle, springs it to the outside. He's got an avenue to the far side of the field, beyond the numbers, into the Anna bench. Rumbling for about 14 goes Jeffrey Richards of Anna, or I should say Justin Jeffrey was his brother.
Well, he probably doesn't have eligibility, though.
He, too, a fine athlete, standout receiver. Justin doing the bulk of the running right here. Here is Richards again, I think, outside left tackle. No, it was Hunter Schmidt who angles ahead for 2 yards. That's it. Brankston Krause in there on the tackle for New Bremen at the 34-yard line. Anna with a second and 8. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Continuous clock, 41-6, New Bremen. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. New Bremen pushing about 7 or 8 up into the box. As Siegel throws, middle of the field, Ambus, yes, he's got it at the 24, and he wriggles down to the 20. I said Ambus, it was 7, Colton Carey, who formerly played some quarterback last year for Anna. Colton at a wide out. Good catch and run by him. New line of scrimmage, the 20. First and 10, Anna, trailing by 35. Siegel feeds the ball in the offensive backfield to Justin Richards. Hello. He is knocked off his pins immediately. 3 yard setback, second down 13.
Wow, he was right there when the ball was handed off.
Might have been Rindler again.
It was 66. I think 66. 66 or 56. It had a 6.
That was Evan Eink. 5'6", 56, 6'1", 193-pound junior linebacker. He's a stalwart. Deep drop, Siegel, late throw, one-handed catch, yes, short gain. Siegel got plopped to his backside at the 35, did manage to follow through with the throw and complete it. Small advance, third and 12, Anna, 22 of New Bremen, 5 minutes left, third quarter.
He's a tough kid because I'll tell you what, he got popped on that play.
Sure did. Siegel in the spread, 6 yards behind the line. He's got two receivers left, two to the right. Siegel looking left, throws a slant, might have been popped in the air by New Bremen and picked off again by the Cardinals.
That's Eink again.
Evan wow. Eink on the pickoff. He had 3 interceptions on the year, Chuck, coming in. Was that his first of the night?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his first of the evening. And New Bremen, which has a 30-play advantage in the takeaway giveaway department over the last year and a half, is plus 5 tonight. Plus 10 in the season, now plus 15 on the season.
Receiver on that side.
4:26 left here in the third quarter, and New Bremen has a wideout flanked to the far side of the field, and a coaching staff up here in the booth recognizes the fact that the New Bremen wideout was not covered. He caught the ball for a 15-yard gain, but there is a marker. Clock continues to run despite the penalty flag, which is picked up.
Well, they can't pick it up because if they pick it up, it was a completed pass. So I'm not sure. I didn't see what the signal was. It might have been illegal formation.
They did step off 5 yards.
Yep. I think it was illegal formation.
3:40 left to go, third quarter.
Well, we're on radio, so let's call it an illegal formation. Nobody knows.
41-6 New Bremen. Cardinals ball inside their 10. Home and handoff. It is Schaefer trying to slide outside left tackle, and he lurches to about the 15. Tell you what, this Division 7 playoff in this region.
Gonna be good, isn't it?
It's gonna be very good. It's probably gonna come down to a small handful of clubs.
Yep.
Including New Bremen and Marion Local. We both like Fort Loramie a lot. And there will be two or three others in the mix. Riverside's pretty good. Hard to tell how potent Portsmouth Notre Dame is. They don't play near the schedule these teams up here do.
Right.
Couple receivers flanked far right on 2nd and 10 for New Bremen, which is up 41-6 late in the third quarter. And Anna smothers the running play at the 15. The gain is 1, and that's it. That's one of the very few times tonight, Chuck, we've been able to say a New Bremen gain is limited to 1.
Well, and that was the first time that they've stopped Homan on the run that time. Good defensive play.
Down to 2:22 to go in the third quarter, 41-6 in favor of New Bremen over Anna on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Homan does give it to Schaefer.
Fumble.
Oh, he thought he gave it to Schaefer. Didn't complete the handoff, and Anna recovers a fumble at the 13. Rockets with a chance to put points on the board and remove the effect of the continuous clock.
I'm not sure what that play was, but it didn't work.
Obviously, last couple plays, New Bremen's had its concentration momentarily snapped. Missed handoff by New Bremen. Anna takes over, 13-yard line of the Cardinals. 41-6 game. Final, a minute 50, third quarter. Anna's got two receivers to the right for Carter Siegel and company. Handoff, Richards, offensive backfield. Look at him scoot. He's got a hole, and he still pounds his feet to the end zone. Touchdown, Justin Richards, to make it a 41-12 contest.
Well, down 29 points, that kid's having a great game.
Yeah, all-purpose yardage. Got to be, two long kickoff returns, maybe pushing 200 all-purpose yards.
Yeah, right in that area.
Extra point try, Anna upcoming. Continuous clock is halted because the deficit for Anna is now below 30. Here's the kick try on its way. Ambus sails it through. Minute 43 to go, third quarter. New Bremen 41, Anna 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Anna kicking off to New Bremen late second quarter, and we've got our third penalty on a kickoff tonight. How about that?
same young man, just trying to get an advantage.
I have not seen that happen in a football game in a long time. You see one occasionally, but three?
Yeah, I think a lot of times the official, if it's not a huge advantage, they don't throw the flag.
If it's not abused by a full yard with a running head start.
He was 2 yards down the field that time.
You can't ignore that.
No.
Tell you about Myers in Botkins, a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins Trojans country, and also those who visit Myers from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu at Myers. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are very popular. Easy for me to say. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular starters at Myers. They've got a crowd at 6 o'clock, I tell you. I've been there at 7, and it's a full house. And terrific strip loin steak dinners for only $12.50 served after 4 o'clock. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone ahead for carryout, 937-693-8271. 693-8271. That's Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Myers Tavern in Botkins, which came on board last year midway through the basketball season.
And that was a good year to jump on if you're a Botkins sponsor.
Oh, was it ever. Well, as we return to play, we're in the final minute of the third quarter. New Bremen has a 2nd and 5 coming up at the 30-yard line. There is an official's timeout shaking up Anna player. We will return in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home with a big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECUR.com. Online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. And thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, which have come on board recently. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna and the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, office in Sydney in Shelby County, thanks to FRC. And again, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our radio station sponsors include Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, DC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. As we resume to action, after a few plays from New Bremen. The Cardinals have a first and 10 over at the 45 of Anna, waning seconds here of the third quarter of play.
I think they're going to measure, and I don't.
Had to add insult to injury. Chuck Anna's had a few players shaken up in this game. Not what you want to have happen the week before Coldwater.
No, you need to be at full strength.
Not ready to go. No, you're never ready.
And I'm not sure if we have a measurement upcoming. Or
that's what they're doing, yeah.
Okay. Chain is coming in from the far side.
Yeah, you get the chain gang. It gets a little exercise now, so that's good.
So we highlighted in our pregame, Steven Tebbs, located 8315 Route 119A in Anna. Steven Tebbs services, repairs, installs residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. In addition, we offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Ted Burning, Steve Hooker at Steven Tebbs started the firm in 2002. They've built a solid reputation since. They are your local Lennox dealer. To phone is 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steven Tebbs, 8315, State Route 119 in Anna. Third quarter is closed. Anna trails New Bremen 41-13. It's all Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and the Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at New Bremen. High school football in action. We commence play here in the fourth quarter. New Bremen runs it up the middle for two. Second down, 8 Cardinals at the Anna 42-yard line, 41-13 in favor of New Bremen. Last score we had, Chuck, was Pickwa 21, Sydney nothing.
35-0.
Ooh, 35. 35-0.
That's 63-0 against their two rivals in the last 2 weeks against Troy last week.
It's Holman on a sweep. Look at him go around left end, and he powers to the 35. One broken tackle right there, and he's gone. Holman's a man. Boy, I tell you what, he's about as hard-nosed to quarterback as you'll see in D7.
Yeah, yep. He throws the ball pretty well, but he runs extremely well.
Third down, a foot and a half to go for a first down for New Bremen at the Anna 35. Cincinnati Reds behind Luis Castillo lead L.A. 3-0, sixth inning. Receivers left and right for the Cardinals. Running play, middle, Muther, a little jump cut in the hole, enables him to get a first down at the 33. Nice job.
Yeah, he's come in here in the second half and ran the ball very well.
First and 10 Cardinals, 33-yard line of Anna. 10:41 to go here in the fourth.
It's running.
And here comes Holman in with the play from the New Bremen sideline. Head coach Chris Schmidt, in his 7 years, has done one whale of a job as commander-in-chief of this New Bremen football program.
It wasn't that long ago they were thinking about disbanding their football program.
And that's the truth. Yeah, from those thoughts to state championship. Oh, my goodness, here's a reverse around the left end. And New Bremen's runner is wide open. Finally, Anna comes up to greet him down around the 17 or 18-yard line. well done on the play by the Cardinals. And was that number?
It was number one. That was
number
Aaron
one.
Thiemann.
Yep, Aaron Thiemann thought it was a numeral one on the back.
The whole defense flowed to Homan, and he flipped it back, and there was nobody on his side of the field.
Good time for New Bremen to spring that play. That's one that they will use again in future contests for sure. Two receivers far left. First and 10, New Bremen, inside the 20 of Anna, and we got a procedure call upcoming against the New Bremen Cardinals.
See, now I disagree. I think that's when the defense jumps, makes the offensive player move. That's got to be on the defense.
Yeah, there's a cause and effect relationship there. I agree.
Oh, well, they don't give me a stripe. If I had a flag, I could maybe throw it halfway through the bleachers.
You and I should take time this week and edit the rule book. Off-tackle play, New Bremen down to the 20. That's it. Ball carrier stood up right there. That was Muther again. Very minimal gain after the 5-yard penalty. A 3-yard advance, second 12, New Bremen, 20-yard line of Anna. Don't forget, Riemann Drywall in Anna. If you're looking for a drywall contractor, you better contact Riemann right now at 937-538-0513, 538-0513. High-quality work. It's meticulous. It's conscientious. It's done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall, the Riemann reputation. Riemann Drywall in Anna. Oh, here's New Bremen with a romp to the end zone. A 20-yarder outside right tackle. It is good for six more.
Homan, boy, I'll tell you what, great fake, and he was all alone.
Homan, sleight of hand action in the offensive backfield is like magic at times.
Yeah, well, and Anna had been doing a pretty good job on him here in the second half, but boy, that was wide open.
I used that word magic last week, Chuck, to describe Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie a few times. He evaded. He was so elusive. His escapability was amazing. Homan, it's a different kind of magic. He handles the ball so well.
Yeah, he does. They're reaching out, but you're not going to arm tackle that kid. He's not huge.
No.
He's, what, 6'1", and about 162? That's amazing.
Plays about 20 pounds bigger.
Yep, he's strong.
And an inch and a half taller. Touchdown, New Bremen. Point after good. Continuous clock back in play. 48-13, New Bremen. 9:13 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I don't know if I've ever seen a game where they had 6 interceptions in a game.
That New Bremen has now totaled a half dozen picks, correct? That's 16 on the year?
Yes.
In 4-plus weeks of football? That's crazy.
Against
a strong schedule.
Right. There are teams that don't get 6 in a season.
Right. Uncanny, this defense of New Bremen. Cardinals are now, let me do the counting correctly, they are plus 36 in the takeaway giveaway department over the last season and a half.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That wins games.
Yeah, it does.
It wins games. Anna returned the kickoff by New Bremen back to the 34, and that's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go. Here's a short pass by Siegel to Ambus. He reels it in at the 39, and you would think up the 35, New Bremen might let Ambus run a couple yards after he catches it. Nope, he's tackled immediately. 7:50 to go in the game. Siegel, Bullet, left sideline, beyond the numbers, and it is received out there. Good run after catch. Pickup of about 10 or 11. Colton Carey hauled it in. Good to the 47. Nice job by Carey, who put up those mitts out in front of his body and snatched it. 7:30 to go here in the fourth. 48-13 in favor of New Bremen on the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Here's a pass to a receiver for Anna running horizontally across the field. 7 yards downfield. Catch is good by Ambus at the 46, wrapped up at the New Bremen 45. Second down three, Rockets. Anna in the hurry-up mode. Almost get the feeling, Chuck, that this was maybe the kind of pace Anna needed to play with from the start.
Yeah.
More of a sense of urgency. Here's a run right up the middle, and the ball carrier, Schmidt, barges down to the 36. No, it was Richards. Justin Richards wedged out a huge gain as he rumbled down to the 36-yard line of New Bremen, first and 10. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Continuous clock in effect, 48-13 in favor of New Bremen. Here is the inside handoff. Richards again. It's a delay. He took it belatedly from the quarterback. And look at Richards go, breaking one tackle. Another one more to the 10. Inside it to about the 7. Good gallop, but Justin Richards, he's got to be about 250 in all-purpose yards. He's had two kickoff returns for 45 or 50 each.
Yeah, he's having quite a game.
He's the star of the game for Anna.
Absolutely.
Between Holman and Rindler for New Bremen.
I think you got to go with Rindler.
Yeah, he's been spectacular on defense. Goal to go, Rockets. Ball marked for play, New Bremen 8. 9 in the box for New Bremen, and they stuffed the running play at the 6. Second and goal, Anna.
Tell you what, Zach Ambus has had a really good game for the Rockets.
Yeah,
also.
Sure has. He's a mighty mite. Outstanding multiple sport athlete. Tell you what, Anna will have Ambus back, Finkenbein back, two pretty good guards on the hardwood, and we may hear from hoops coach Nate Barhorst at the halftime next week. Siegel is in the pocket. After the fake on the inside handoff, he's way back at the 18, being harassed, unleashes a pass in the corner of the end zone. It's off the mark, no good. But despite it being incomplete, the continuous clock rolls on. 4:40 left in this game. So many thanks to our radio station sponsors. Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire. And several minutes ago, we highlighted our anchors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Siegel with a look-in pass, and it is broken up 3 yards deep in the end zone.
Now that was Aaron Tiemann, and that was a heck of a defensive play.
Tiemann on Axe, a couple steps in the end zone. Good breakup by the Cardinals, and Anna faces a fourth and goal outside the 5. Clock running, under 4 to play in this game. It is 48-13 New Bremen. All Cardinals right out of the gate. First quarter score was what, Chuck? 21 zip, I think?
20.
I'm sorry, you're right. Thanks for being precise. New Bremen missed the extra point.
I pay attention every once in a while.
It was 20-0 New Bremen after 1 in clear sailing. Here's a flat pass thrown by Anna. Siegel fires to the 2-yard line. It's caught out of bounds at the 1. Anna doesn't make it. Rockets turn it over on downs.
Wow.
That's the way the night's gone.
That couldn't have been any closer.
Colton Uther with a Johnny on the spot tackle, a foot in the field of play. No more than 1 foot away from the goal line was the Anna receiver tackled. Excellent play by Uther. New Bremen ball. 3:27 to go in the game. The clock does come to a halt on a timeout. Now it's wound back up.
Yep. Change of possession. They stop it.
Yep, here we go. New Bremen to the line of scrimmage. Even a safety here would not take off the continuous clock. Holman is in the spread, 5 yards deep in the end zone. He runs out of the end zone to the one or two, and then he stalemated at that point. I got a text from my family, Chuck, on the pitching job by Luis Castillo of the Reds tonight. He goes out of the game late with a 3-0 lead. My daughter says, what a performance. Get that man a Skyline Cheese Coney.
Well, I'm a Dodger fan, so I don't care.
I know you are. That's why I said it.
Well, we're only 17 games ahead in the
right
playoffs, so.
And it's screwy.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, a one-game playoff.
Yeah. Dodgers may have to play the Cardinals or the Padres or the Reds in a one-game playoff to advance to a best-of-five series.
Yeah, and you're 40 games over 500, and you're going to have to play a one-game playoff.
Makes no sense to me at all. I've never understood it. Nope. At least make it a 2 out of 3.
Yes. Yeah.
What do we have here, double timeouts called?
We got a timeout called by New Bremen. I guess they didn't want to really stop the clock,
right.
But they had probably a bad formation.
2:14 to go here in the fourth quarter, and it's 48-13 in favor of the Cardinals. We highlight our additional underwriting sponsors, a new one, Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, office in Sydney in Shelby County. Thanks to FRC, the Family Resource Center. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. John Hemp Imagery of Sydney. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North for info. He's at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help you move forward or keep you moving forward. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn. And thanks to Myers Tavern in Botkins, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Stephen Ted's Electrical Plumbing Heating and Cooling Service, located in Anna, on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Riemann Drywall, do it right the Riemann way. The drywall professionals in Anna. Down to 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. New Bremen has got a 3rd and 8 coming up from its own 1 yard line. Next week, not sure who we will cover. Could be Coldwater Anna from the Rockets Booster Stadium. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll refresh and update on our slate of games for the near future. What's the latest score on Layman Catholic, Chuck? What did you hear last?
The last one I got was
tight struggle with Miami.
21-17 in the third quarter is the last I got.
Okay. And Piqua leads Sydney. Continuous clock in the fourth.
Yeah. I'll ask Joe if he's got any updates.
New Bremen using every bit of the play clock after the third down run, which gained a foot. 4th and 8, New Bremen inside the New Bremen 5. Scoreboard clock's at 30. Play clock is at 9. New Bremen either punts it, calls timeout, or runs a play, turns it over to Anna on downs in the final seconds. Timeout, Cardinals. Timeout, Cardinals. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors. U.S. Bank scoreboard shows a 48-13 lead for New Bremen. It's been all Cardinals tonight. Chuck, we've talked about it before. Some nights you pick them, some nights you don't.
Yeah.
We confine our slate of games to what we call our marketing region, which is Shelby County, part of the Midwest Athletic Conference. It's six schools, seven schools, and some nights you pick what you think ought to be a good game, and it's not.
Well, I mean, the other game that we thought about was Lehman and Miami East, but is it Miami East, and that's a really tough place to do a game.
Or pick with Sydney, and that's a continuous clock.
Yeah, that's a thumping.
Last 2 weeks, we were right on the money.
Yep.
Fort Loramie Newark Catholic last Saturday, 41-40. Sydney Greenville, 30-0 reunion night at Sydney. Very good game 2 weeks ago tonight. And that game was not decided till the final 2 minutes. Sydney wound up winning by two touchdowns, but it was closer than the final score indicated. Here's a punt by New Bremen.
They don't have to snap it.
Don't have to snap it. The game clock started, and the play clock is winding down. The game clock on the scoreboard ends with the play clock at 7. No snap, no punt, game over. New Bremen blows out Anna 48-13. We'll return in a moment with a quick wrap-up on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. It's a two-minute radio station break right now. This is Scores and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck, welcome back to New Bremen. Anna Rockets were drubbed thoroughly tonight by the Cardinals. Final tally, 48-13. You had a feeling just watching the first few plays of the game that New Bremen was razor sharp and Anna was kind of flat and dull.
And 503 total yards for the Cardinals in the game, 15 first downs, intercepted Anna six times in the game. Just an unbelievable performance tonight by New Bremen.
New Bremen with six interceptions. They have now recorded 15 on the year over the last year and a half. The New Bremen Cardinals are an amazing plus 36 or 37 in the takeaway turnover category, that wins football games. That means your defense is really, really special. Yep. And on offense, you take care of the ball and don't give it up.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did turn it twice tonight. That's kind of uncommon for them. But they still had an advantage. They had a four. They gained four in the plus-minus in turnover. So, you know, it was just a good night for the Cardinals and a bad night for the Rockets.
Right side for Anna, Justin Richards played well.
Yeah, he was terrific. Zach Ambus was terrific. And I'll tell you what, the quarterback of Losty, what's his name?
Carter Siegel.
He was running for his life, was getting a hit, but I think he had a pretty nice. He threw the ball 38 times in the game. 38.
Wow.
He completed 19 for 152 total yards. So
he completed 19. Nick Marino before the game would have said, I think Carter will probably throw about 19.
At the most, yeah. So, yeah. They didn't plan on throwing it like that. But,
no.
But Justin Richards, I mean, if you can call a 35-point loss, keeping him in the game, he at least made it so it wasn't just a really bad drubbing tonight.
And this 6'6" Nathan Rentler on defense for New Bremen was sensational.
Well, his name's written down here on my little pad for a reason. He was
okay.
He had two interceptions. He had probably 12 to 13 tackles.
Yep.
He was just outstanding tonight.
He's got the Clancy's for New Bremen.
He is the Clancy's. On the other side is Justin Richards. So those are the two Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Jack with Chuck back here at New Bremen. Chuck, your final thoughts on this game tonight. New Bremen's the real deal, maybe better than we anticipated.
Well, I didn't see them last year. They must have been just terrific last year, and I know they lost a lot of players, but boy, you know, they've got the culture right now to continue playing good football, and they are. They were terrific tonight.
I like that phrase, that the term you used, the New Bremen football culture.
Oh, yeah. It matters. It matters. I mean, look at Fort Loramie girls basketball. They reload every year. They expect to win, and most of the time they do.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will update you in the next day or two on our next coverage assignment. It'll be next Friday evening. Not sure which game for certain. It could be Coldwater at Anna. It would be our initial look at the high-powered Coldwater Cavaliers. Sydney is playing Troy on Thursday night. Sydney plays Troy on the road on Thursday night. That could be a possibility in lieu of a Friday game.
Well, yeah. I mean, they put you on the visitor side over there, so it's pretty calm over there.
We'll take a close look at it and let you know. Check out scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, broadcast.com. So many thanks to our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. For our online audience tonight, for our radio audience tonight, for our board operator at the station, for Chuck, engineering stats color alongside me, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at New Bremen, where the Cardinals have routed Anna by a final score of 48-13.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.